Michelle Franzen, in Michigan, the parents of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbley sentenced to 10 to 15 years each in prison after being convicted of involuntary manslaughter. The judge, Cheryl Matthews, holding them accountable for their son's actions and deaths of four students.
These convictions confirm repeated acts or lack of acts that could have halted an oncoming runaway train. About repeatedly ignoring things that would make a reasonable person feel the hair on the back of their neck stand up.
Both were convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Arizona's Supreme Court ruling a Civil War era law that bans nearly all abortions is the law of the land over the more recent 15-week abortion ban in the state. The ruling also puts a two-week stay on enforcement, which could shutter the state's abortion clinics. Lottery officials in Oregon say someone has come forward with the winning ticket in the $1.3 billion Powerball. They're working to authenticate it and have not mentioned the name. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden says his new student loan forgiveness plan will boost the economy by canceling up to $20,000 of interest for millions of Americans who can prove hardship cases.
By freeing millions of Americans from this crushing debt of student debt, it means they can finally get on with their lives instead of their lives being put on hold.
Biden unveiled the plan in Madison yesterday. Republicans say it does nothing to lower the rising cost of college. Spring planting is in full swing, and state troopers are reminding drivers to be safe and share the road. The state patrol says you should scan the road ahead and be ready to slow down when you see slow-moving farm vehicles. State troopers count more than 2,000 crashes involving farm vehicles in Wisconsin in the last 5 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A body found in Lake Butamore near the Wiawash Trail Saturday evening is identified as 27-year-old Aaron Daly. Daly was reported missing January 2nd and had not been seen since Christmas Eve. Winnebago County Sheriffs and Oshkosh Police are working together to investigate the case. Oshkosh Police ask anyone with information on Daly's death or disappearance to call Detective Borner at 920-236-5723. Hobart Lawrence police have released the names of two men killed in a head-on car accident early Saturday morning. Police say 31-year-old Tyler Clark and 23-year-old Alex Mendoza both died when Mendoza's vehicle traveling eastbound in the westbound lane struck Clark's vehicle head-on on State Highway 29 near County Highway VV in the village of Hobart. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Brewers come up short. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were losing 8-0 last night in Cincinnati when Milwaukee second baseman Bryce Terang came to the plate top of the fifth.
Terang out to right center. Does it have enough to get out of here? Onto the warning track, and it is gone. A home run for Bryce Terang, his first of the season.
Valley Sports Wisconsin, the crew would add another six more runs, but still ended up losing to the Reds 10-8. The Brewers committed four errors, two from Joey Ortiz, who was playing third base, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we really have played incredible defense up until this point. We didn't have a good night there, and we put ourselves in position to come back. It just wasn't enough.
NBA, the Bucks and the Celtics. Boston has now won 8 of their last 10 games. They are the number one seed, 15 games ahead of the second place Bucks. Milwaukee looking to snap a four-game losing streak at home tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I- I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the low 40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high upper 60s to 70. Clouds return, becoming breezy with showers likely Thursday. High in the upper 50s, the wind could gust as high as 40 miles an hour. Right now, it's 53.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Got my little buddy Dominic here with me in Madison. Welcome to the Tuesday edition.
All right, Crudy, good to be with you. Rich, thank you, sir. Of course, the audience, thanks for hanging out with us at the political party.
Got a bit of a hangover. The headphones hurt. Like when it's pressing on the back of my head a bit.
It's not a tumor.
I hope it's not a tumor. Dom, bad news out of the state of Arizona. I perceive this as bad news. A near total abortion ban. And this comes down from the Supreme Court of the state of Arizona. And this, of course, is a further implementation post-Dobbs, you know, states' rights. Well, apparently you don't have any rights in the state of Arizona after this ruling. I believe a 14-day stay on implementation. But this abortion issue, Dom, and I know I was a little self-indulgent in the 3 o'clock hour. Let me extend that into the 4 o'clock
Okay,
hour.
All right.
When we went out to dinner with David Sider, a fine journalist from Politico, what did I tell him at that dinner that evening, Dom?
I have no idea.
Man, you're a great straight guy.
I'm sure you had many profound and interesting stories to tell.
But the one that was specifically quoted that he actually said I was wrong about, and I say au contraire, I'm absolutely right, was that no candidate, no Republican could win statewide election in the state of Wisconsin, certainly not here in this post-Dobbs world where women, I think, are outraged and people see very clearly the extremism of the Republican Party. Now, David Sider at Politico hammered back with me, well, Ron Johnson won statewide election. Again, that had already happened by the time we ate the dinner, David. I said no other going forward. And I'm well aware.
I'm going to pull it a fact you is mostly true, Crudy.
I was well aware, of course. You know, we lived it, Dom. We saw the Mandela Barnes campaign. I just saw Mandela at the Biden rally yesterday in Madison. I remember. I certainly know Ron Johnson, who's apparently not coming around to your invitation anytime soon.
You can call and invite him, Crudy.
But Ron Johnson won statewide election in a race that very much focused on race, right? He made it about Mandela being a black guy. And there was the Waukesha parade murder tragedy that happened in a very close proximity of time frame. And you know, the Southern strategy worked. And I've often wondered, and of course, you know, you can always have 20/20 hindsight. What if Sarah Godlewski had stayed into the end of the race? Because this happened the Friday night. This happened while the Democrats were actually at their state convention in La Crosse when it used to be a Friday-Saturday affair. And I used to go up there and broadcast on Friday. Dobbs came down on a Friday, June, probably 29th, if my memory serves. And you can verify that. But anyways, Sarah Godlewski did not stay in until the end. And Mandela Barnes and all of the polling, which of course was very small sample because you're talking about a senatorial race on one side of the ticket in a primary when you really don't know the sentiment of the electorate. And Sarah Godlewski, who has now been appointed Secretary of State, you know, she landed on her feet okay. But I'm telling you, if she'd have been on the ballot, no offense to Mandela, he won the race. But if she'd have stayed in, that would have created a different dynamic. That could have been a point where women said, I'm outraged about this Dobbs decision. I'm outraged, you know, barring a Dane County court decision that really has not been determinative. Abortion is banned in the state of Wisconsin. And we've seen, we just had Kristen Lierley on this show, and I'm talking about her a lot. Her campaign, within an hour of this news breaking, I already had in my inbox as a small donor to her campaign, another solicitation, another ask. She's effectively saying, do you see what happened in Arizona? It's coming to your state next.
Yeah.
And this has to be a remedy codified into law by a changed Congress, because it's not going to happen under the current dynamic of MAGA Mike Johnson, right? And how do you restore rights? You got to win elections. And I think that this issue, more than any other, Dom, will change the dynamic this fall. Abortion, and it seems strange to say it this way, abortion's going to get Kristen Lierley into the Congress, and it may save Joe Biden and the Democrats' ass this elective cycle, because this issue is galvanizing. That's all I got.
I mean, it's true. I
thought that was a good place to drop the mic.
Let's do it. CNN reporting, in a historic decision on Tuesday, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled the state must adhere to a 160-year-old law barring all abortions, except in cases when it is necessary to save a pregnant person's life, a significant ruling that will make a Civil War-era abortion law enforceable in the state. You know, before women had the right to vote.
We prefer pre-Civil War-era abortion laws in our state, here in Wisconsin. It stems from 1849.
Yeah, baby. The law can be traced back to as early as 1864, before Arizona became a state, and was codified in 1901. It carries a prison sentence of 2 to 5 years for abortion providers and puts Arizona among the states with the strictest abortion laws in the country, alongside Texas, Alabama, and Mississippi, where bans exist with almost no exceptions. The state Supreme Court has delayed enforcement, as Crudy mentioned, for 14 days to give plaintiffs an opportunity to pursue other challenges in a lower court if they wish to do so, including whether the law is constitutional. In a statement shortly after the decision was published, Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays vowed no woman or doctor will be prosecuted under this draconian law in this state. Today's decision to reimpose a law from a time when Arizona wasn't a state, the Civil War was raging, and women couldn't vote will go down in history as a stain on our state, she said.
You know, Arizona's in play. You think Wisconsin is a coin flip? Arizona mathematically has more citizens, and they all basically live in Phoenix and Tucson.
Right, the county, right?
It is
Maricopa County.
Enormous valley and a few mountains. And that's where the vast majority of Arizonans live. And this is very much a state in play as a presidential state. I believe it was 11,000 votes that Arizona went blue by. And it was frickin' Fox's call of Arizona when Trump basically lost his mind, right?
Yeah.
He retracted whatever he said. But I'm telling you, Arizona had been in the Trump column very recently. And we've got this Senate race. Kyrsten Sinema, the one-time claimed Democrat turned independent, is retiring. We've got Ruben Gallego, who I think is pretty progressive. He's been on the show, but some years ago. We'll try to get him back on. And then Carrie Lake, who's a mega Trump person, right?
Yes. Election denying mega Trump recorded the head of the Republican Party in Arizona, trying to convince her to, you know, get a payoff. Go, is there something we can do to get her a job? Pay that loader. Keep her out of the race.
Well, Dom, here's the other part. Trump doesn't know how to handle this issue. First, Trump is out there on tape bragging. I brought you Dobbs. I put those three justices on the Supreme Court. And yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Gorsuch, Coney Barrett, and Kavanaugh. Those are his three, right? So those were the determinant three that helped overturn what was precedent, which was everything but codified law. And that's the fault of a lot of people. But anyways, this electoral issue, we've got Donald Trump saying, I will take away your abortive rights. And then one step further, we've got Donald Trump not really being properly anti-abortion in the eyes of the anti-abortion movement.
Mike Pence and others.
He's losing the conservative Christian, some, you know, he will always be their vessel, Dom. They will rationalize it some way. They'll come home to Trump, the evangelicals, or at least the vast majority of them, that don't believe in the real Christian and Christianity part of the Bible, more the messianic portion of the Bibles. But Trump has basically come out and said no abortion ban. It's a state's rights issue. Well, how's that working out for Arizona women or Wisconsin women? These are important swing states.
Well, and again, you cannot trust what comes out of that man's mouth, regardless. I mean, literally, you can't. If he says, no nationwide abortion ban, you could almost bet that there will be a nationwide abortion ban.
Well, he's changed his stance on this issue something like 25 times historically.
It depends on who the audience is. Depends on how he's feeling that day.
Well, is he for the evangelical Christians? Is he pro-life?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he not?
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah. I see what you're doing there. I find it somewhat annoying.
Well, that's why Trump is such a terrible interview. but isn't there...
Many people say it's the greatest interview ever.
Isn't there also an amendment, a constitutional amendment in Arizona? This is on the ballot again. Isn't this coming up?
In Florida. The state of Florida, their Supreme Court enacted a very extreme abortion ban, my understanding. And then also said you can put it on the ballot. Let the voters decide. And you know what's interesting, Dom? Because I've seen that from Eric Hudvey, the senatorial candidate in the state of Wisconsin. We know that was the avocation of Ron Johnson. If abortion was on the ballot, how do you think the voters in the state of Wisconsin would turn out? But I believe it was Florida. What are you finding?
Arizona Mirror reporting here. Let's see when this is from. This is from today. AZMirror.com. They are reporting. Let me pull down here. If Republican lawmakers won't act, Hobbs, who they're being interviewed here, said Arizona voters can in November when an abortion access amendment is expected to make it onto the ballot. They're going to have a real big problem for MAGA in Arizona if abortion's on the ballot in November.
Florida could be in play.
Arizona could be in play.
Should be in play. Wisconsin could be in play. Better be in play. I'm telling you, man, there are candidates like Kristen Lierley in a plus 16 red district that I think's got a damn good chance, A, because she's uniquely talented, B, she's an OBGYN doctor, and three, this issue, it's front and center.
And that 16 point district has now been redistricted. Is it still 16?
Still plus 16.
Still plus 16 after redistricting.
Well, Gallagher didn't have an opponent last time, yeah, so it's a little to say, right? Hard to gauge. Folks, come back. Devil's Advocates, we ain't in Arizona. But I wish I was some days. The winter's over. It's glorious here. Join us. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best. And with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Want to hear from you, 844-967-2789. The Arizona State Supreme Court upholding an old-ass law taking away all the women's rights to an abortion. No exceptions for rape or incest. A little bit
life
here.
Of the mother, maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. ArizonaMirror.com. Just a couple of paragraphs, Crudy, then I'll toss it to you. During a news conference held shortly after the ruling was released, the Democrat called on the Republican-led legislature, the governor, to repeal the 1864 law, saying it was the right thing to do. Two attempts this year to do just that stagnated in the legislature, where the GOP majority has the power to decide which bills get heard. But it seems unlikely that Republicans will respond to the renewed request. House Speaker Ben Toma and Senate President Warren Peterson, a couple of dudes, filed
it's not a tuma.
An amicus brief in the case advocating for the reinstatement of the Civil War era law, saying that lawmakers never intended to supersede the ban when they passed the 15-week law. If Republican lawmakers won't act, Hobbs said, then Arizona voters can in November, when abortion access amendment is expected to make it onto the ballot. A quote. To the people across Arizona who are concerned about the future of abortion rights in our state, who are worried about their bodily autonomy, who don't want to see the freedom of their wives, sisters, and daughters restricted, you can make your concerns known at the ballot box. I think there's going to be a lot of that going on this
year. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope it is a driving issue. Obviously, it's an issue that polling shows. You know, the people trust Democrats on this issue. And you can't trust Trump on nearly any issue, Dom. Ruth Marcus at the Washington Post, here's the headline. Two questions that would expose Trump's lies about abortion. Of course, you'd have to be willing to interview the man, but she writes, there's nothing inherently wrong with Donald Trump's newly announced position on abortion, except for the obvious and provable, the fact that he doesn't mean it. Let me explain in a post-Dobbs world with the constitutional right to abortion gone. The most that abortion rights supporters can reasonably hope for from abortion opponents is the kind of leave it to the state stance that Trump just embraced. Trump outlined his views in a video released Monday, asserting that whatever states decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. States will be different. Many will have different numbers of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be, Trump said. That approach is terrible, she writes, is a terrible outcome for women in anti-abortion jurisdictions, but it's far better than the alternative nationwide rule that Trump had reportedly toyed with. Although a nationwide ban, some reports had Trump endorsing a measure that would prohibit abortion everywhere after 16 weeks might sound reasonable. If anything, she writes, it's anything but, at least as outlined by advocates such as Senator Lindsey Graham, it would impose a ceiling on abortion access, but not a floor. Under the Graham approach, conservative states that want to impose more draconian limits would remain free to do so. The real impact would be to limit abortion access in states that prefer more permissive rules, and while the vast majority of abortions are performed before 15 or 16 weeks, cutting off abortion access at that point would affect women in many situations where fetal anomalies are not detected until later in the pregnancy. So, leaving the decision to individual states is the best we can expect under these terrible circumstances, except that Trump's new paean to the states' rights is utter hogwash. Malarkey, I tell you, Dom.
utter malarkey. Pardon me. First, look at his record. This man has been all over the lot on abortion, as politically convenient, for proclaiming himself very pro-choice in 1999 to asserting briefly in 2016 that there has to be some sort of punishment for women who have abortions. Trump may have core convictions on some issues, but abortion is not one of them. Second, look at his words. He told us straight out how his new commitment to states' rights is driven by politics. We should believe him. Quote, great love and compassion must be shown when even thinking about the subject of life. But at the same time, we must use common sense in realizing that we have an obligation to the salvation of our nation, which is currently in serious decline due to win elections, Trump said in a social media post on Sunday. In short, this is politics, pure and simple, Ruth Marcus writes at the Washington Post. Third, and most important, consider the questions Trump can't or won't answer about his newly evolved position. Would a second Trump administration enforce the Comstock Act, an 1873 law?
I think they would.
That makes it a felony to mail any article or thing designed, adapted, or intended for producing abortion, question mark, the Comstock Act, and would the Food and Drug Administration, in a second Trump term, restrict or eliminate access to the abortion drug mifepristone? The Comstock Act is an anti-abortion advocate's Trump card. This antiquated law was a dead letter during the half century that Roe v. Wade was in place, because the constitutional right to an abortion would have superseded any attempt to enforce its provisions. In the aftermath of Dobbs, the Biden Justice Department said it interpreted the Comstock Act to cover only illegal abortions. The Department's Office of Legal Counsel, in a memo dated December 23rd, 2022, concluded that the law doesn't bar the mailing, delivery, or receipt of abortion medications where the sender lacks the intent that the recipient will use them unlawfully. Despite the law's broad language, the memo said, over the course of the last century, the judiciary, Congress, the U.S. Postal Service have all settled upon an understanding that is narrower than a literal reading might suggest. Indeed, the memo said, abortion medication could legally be sent even to states where abortion is prohibited, because some women in those jurisdictions might be able to use the medication, for instance, if their lives are in danger, and the senders wouldn't know if the intended use is unlawful, which raises a critical question. Would a Trump administration hew to this narrow interpretation of the law? Of course not. And reviving the Comstock Act wouldn't end only medication abortions. It would end all of them, because the law covers any article or thing intended for producing abortion. It would also include medical instruments and material. We don't need a federal ban when we have the Comstock on the books. Jonathan Mitchell, an architect of Texas Senate Bill 8, a near total ban on abortion, told the New York Times in February. His ally, Pastor Mark Lee Dixon, told Ruth Marcus the same, quote, I do believe that every single abortion facility in America is in violation of these statutes, Dixon said, referring to Comstock. And then there is the FDA, which approved mifepristone in 2000 and expanded access to it in 2016 and 2021. The Biden administration is currently defending that expansion in a case before the Supreme Court. It's a safe bet to assume a Trump administration would not take the same position. Indeed, it's a safe bet that a Trump FDA would reverse itself on mifepristone entirely and yank the drug's approval. That would be catastrophic for abortion access. The Guttmacher Institute report last month that medication accounted for 63% of abortions, and that number is on the low side because it doesn't include self-administered abortions or those by women who receive the medication states where abortion is prohibited. Trump should be pressed on these two matters, whether a Trump administration would revive Comstock and whether it would ban mifepristone. He won't answer because it's not in his political interest to do so. He wants to look reasonable, or what passes for it. But don't let Trump leave it to the state's rhetoric fool you. A Trump administration would be a grave threat to abortion rights wherever you live. Women will have only as much reproductive freedom as Donald Trump and his allies will allow them. And we know how little that is.
Dominic, I've got a statement from President Joe Biden on this Arizona ruling. We've also got statements from the governor of the state of Arizona. She's outraged, Katie Hobbs. We'll come back. More Devil's Advocates. Also, want to hear from you. Will this be the driving issue? I know it's the economy, stupid, but when women don't have reproductive abortive rights, I think they get pissed about that. 844-967-2789.
Local radio
for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Body parts are turning up around Milwaukee County. A human leg was found in a park in Cudahy last week. Another body part was found in Milwaukee a few days later. The family of a missing teenager says it wants answers. Authorities can't confirm a connection, but they have brought in someone for questioning. Republicans like Congressman Brian Stiles say the student loan forgiveness program President Biden pitched in Madison yesterday is a desperation move.
There's a reason he's doing it in the most progressive city in the state and targeting students. He's trying to buy votes.
Biden says it would free up millions of Americans burdened by debt and benefit the economy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The longest-running incumbent in the Wisconsin legislature has decided to retire rather than run in Wisconsin's newly redrawn districts. Republican Senator Rob Cowles announced his retirement Monday. He was elected to the Wisconsin Assembly in 1982, resigned from the Assembly in 1987 when he won a special election to the Senate. Cowles represents Senate District 2, and he was moved into Senate District 30 when the maps were redrawn. The Green Bay Packers request $3 million from the Green Bay Brown County Professional Football Stadium District to build a third locker room. The team asked the stadium board to pay for over half of the $5 million project, which Packer officials say is needed to attract college football games, professional soccer matches, and other events to Lambeau Field. The stadium board voted to table the matter until its meeting in June. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Kristen Wiig joined an exclusive club over the weekend. She is now in the Five Timers Club when it comes to hosting Saturday Night Live. The former SNL cast member was joined by other fellow Five Timers who all wore Five Timer jackets, including Matt Damon, Paul Rudd, and Ryan Gosling. Altogether, there are 25 SNL Five Timers, including Tom Hanks and Bill Murray. Congratulations, Kristen. Sunday night was the last episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and creator Larry David, as expected, weighed in on why the show is ending after 12 seasons and 25 years. David said he is too old to be on camera every week and to act the way he does, calling it insane and saying he cannot go into his 80s behaving like that. Fans might disagree with David, who is the real-life inspiration for the George Costanza character on Seinfeld, which he also co-created with Jerry Seinfeld. The famous curmudgeon also admitted to being just a shred sentimental in saying goodbye. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the low 40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high upper 60s to 70. Clouds return, becoming breezy with showers likely Thursday. High in the upper 50s, the wind could gust as high as 40 miles an hour. Right now, it's 53.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. I have been perusing the text line, Dom. I like to look. There are a lot of snarky people there.
We love them all.
Jeff, the, you know, the...
The Shorewood S-talker.
Trash-talking, let's just say. He says, wow, Crudy, you must be going broke paying for Dom for an extra hour, but I love it. Dom, I appreciate you being here early the last couple of days.
Yeah, man, it's always fun.
Give me a little flexibility. Three different texters, including Jameson from Pennsylvania, one of an unknown sourcing, and also Lynn from Oconomowoc, tell me, Crudy, 70. RFK Jr. is 70. Yes, I now know that. He seemed like mid-50s, maybe late-50s. That's only off by a decade. Jeff, the trash talker from Shorewood, says, I saw you on CNN, Crudy. Well,
you got the DVR,
man. You got one on me, then. What else do we got? Crudy, book the Orange Messiah. You could open up a cold one and let Dom interrogate him. I'll throw in a hundo. And then, more importantly, to the topic at hand, the Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that an 1864 law is now in force, or will be in 2 weeks. And WNBX Texter says, isn't the Wisconsin abortion law even older than the Arizona one? Yeah, like 15 years older. Like the difference in the age I thought Robert Kennedy Jr. was and the age he actually is. Here's another one. I agree with you to a certain extent, Crudy. I should have left that part out. But this idiot, not committed, et cetera, people might stay home. I have suggested, Dom, that, well, I've suggested a lot of things, but I think most recently that I think reproductive rights and abortion rights will be the most important issue in this election. And you can't escape it, Republicans. I mean, I think they know this is a problem for them. And Donald Trump doesn't clean this up for them. And he's basically picked the wrong side of this issue from everyone's perspective, as near as I can figure out. He's not nearly anti-abortion enough for the anti-abortion zealots. And, of course, he has no interest in codifying a woman's legal reproductive rights. You know, he always drove his women across state borders, I suspect, Dom. But here's a statement from the current president, Joe Biden. Saw him yesterday. Looked very handsome in his blue suit. Here's his statement on the Supreme Court ruling upholding an Arizona abortion ban from 1864. Millions of Arizonans will soon live under an even more extreme and dangerous abortion ban, which fails to protect women even when their health is at risk or tragic cases of rape or incest. This cruel ban was first enacted in 1864, more than 150 years ago, before Arizona was even a state and well before women had secured the right to vote. This ruling is a result of an extreme agenda of Republican elected officials who are committed to ripping away women's freedom. Vice President Harris and I stand with the vast majority of Americans who support a women's right to choose, a woman's right to choose. We will choose to fight to protect reproductive rights and call on Congress to pass a law restoring the protections of Roe v. Wade for women in every state. I guess my eye's still a little blurry from staring at the sun yesterday.
So you sorry don't about do that. Also, Governor Katie Hobbs from Arizona. She said this, quote, my message to Arizona's is this. I will not rest and I will not stop fighting until we have fully secured the right to reproductive health care in our state. I refuse to let radical politicians take control over women's bodies. My executive order protecting women and doctors from abortion-related prosecutions by extremist county prosecutors is still in effect, and I will continue to do everything within my power to fully guarantee the right to reproductive health care in America.
Arizona.
Other Democratic leaders and lawmakers shared similar sentiments, but also singled out Republicans in the state for their support of the territorial era ban and legislation that restricts abortion access to abortions. A quote from House Democratic Whip Melody Hernandez. Every Republican in the state legislature supported this total abortion ban passed during the Civil War decades before we even became a state and women gained the right to vote. We know this because the Speaker and Senate President submitted an amicus brief on their behalf asking for exactly that result. We hope they acknowledge their mistake and will work with us to repeal this law before anyone is harmed. Hell, Crudy, even some Republicans have shared their concerns over the ruling. And I wonder if their concerns are really the concerns over the ruling or the political implications.
The ramifications coming?
Yes, yes. Here is GOP State Rep. Matt Gress. Let me be very clear. This decision cannot stand. I categorically reject rolling back the clock to a time when slavery was still legal and where we could lock up women and doctors because of an abortion. I cannot and will not condemn women, especially the victims of rape or incest, to be forced to carry their pregnancy to term.
I didn't see any statements like that from Wisconsin Republicans when Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Dobbs and we regressed to an 1849 ruling. I didn't see anyone making statements of this sort. Of the Republican sort.
Gress said, the Republican said he would support a 15-week abortion policy that allowed for abortions in the instances of rape, incest, and to protect the life of the mother. Republican Senator T.J. Schaap shared a similar sentiment on X, saying that he saw the decision by the court as disappointing and added that he intends to work with his legislative colleagues to repeal the 1864 abortion ban that is now the law of the land and find a better solution. But Crudy, other Republicans, they're down with this, man.
Well, they cheered the ruling. Americans cannot expect our nation to be healed if we continue to kill our children, said Senator Anthony Kern on the Twitter, called the X now. The 4-2 ruling today by the Arizona Supreme Court was the right one, and I support their decision. Kern held a prayer session on the Senate floor the day before about the upcoming decision, and State Senator Wendy Rogers reposted a tweet calling for Attorney General Chris Mayes to be impeached over her stating that she would not enforce the territorial ban. Senate President Warren Peterson and Speaker of the House Ben Natatoma, in a joint statement, said that they would be closely reviewing the court's ruling, talking to our members, and listening to our constituents, except the women, to determine the best course of action for the legislature. They didn't actually acknowledge that they aren't going to consult with women, but
it's implied.
The assumed.
It's implied. These are Republicans in Arizona who submitted an amicus brief for the Arizona State Supreme Court to do exactly what they did, and now they're going to closely review the ruling and talk with your members. Okay.
Dominic, neither, the Speaker or the Senate leader have commented on whether they would heed the call from Hobbs. She, of course, the Democratic governor that says this may not stand. And some of their fellow Republicans to repeal the Civil War era ban, though both urged the court to rule the way it did on Tuesday. Yeah. They're all down for this.
They love it, man. They took the time to write a brief about it. It's not like this is a whimsical thought.
Dominic, Republican Senator Shauna Bolick, whose husband sits on the Arizona Supreme Court and ruled in favor of reinstating the territorial era ban, said on Twitter that she wants to see the ban repealed. That's going to make for some interesting dinner conversation. Considering today Arizona's Supreme Court ruling, including my husband, right, to uphold Arizona's 1864 territorial abortion ban, it's time for my legislative colleagues to find common ground of common sense. The first step is to repeal the territorial law. And Rep. Nancy Gutierrez, a Democrat, said that she does not believe Republicans who are now asking to find a solution. Democrats have a bill that repeals the territorial ban that was introduced in January. It never got a committee hearing. Don't believe any Republicans in Arizona that say they want to work towards a solution. They don't. The decision by the court today also elicited a response from the White House. I read you that response, Dom, so we don't have to repeated. But Carrie Lake, the senatorial candidate, she had something to say. Do you have that one, Dom?
Lake herself said in a statement after being criticized by Ruben Gallego on the decision, appears to have abandoned her previous support of the 1864 abortion ban. I oppose today's ruling, and I am calling on Katie Hobbs and the state legislature to come up with an immediate common sense solution that Arizonans can support.
Does that mean she now acknowledges Katie Hobbs won the governor's race? Because I thought she was the governor.
Is this a concession speech? I'm not sure. Ultimately, Arizona voters will make the decision on the ballot come November. Republican Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell said her office has not received a single request to prosecute someone who has sought an abortion, and she does not anticipate that changing. Quote, I have made it clear that this office will not prosecute abortions that the result of rape, incest, or molestation. As a career sex crimes prosecutor, I'm keenly aware that the women and girls who get pregnant as victims of these crimes are not hypothetical situations. They are very real names and real faces to me. Mitchell added she's urging Hobbs, the governor, and the legislature to delay enforcement of the decision and come together to enact a reasonable law that takes these and other issues into account.
They will not do so, and because it's Republican controlled, and the leaders there, like the leaders here of Wisconsin's legislature, are Republicans, and they're all down for this. I mean, why didn't we have a legislative remedy in the state of Wisconsin, Dom? Well, their proposal was a different sort of abortion ban, a more moderate abortion ban, right?
Yeah,
that's not acceptable, and I don't mean to crudy, man. My opinion does not matter on this issue, but women have a lot of say on this issue. I just get one vote. They're going to have a lot of votes, and I think they are going to vote in November. I think this is the issue of the elective cycle.
The history of it, you know, women, of course, did not have the right to vote back then. And there's this law that now they've just, you know, reinstated a law that applies only,
or as Republicans would call it, the good old days.
The good old days that apply only to a voting bloc that didn't have the authority or ability to actually chime in on the topic that pertains only to them, only to women. And they couldn't even do it back then.
You can't
then.
Let them talk. You can't give tyranny to the minority, Dom.
Unbelievable, man. I mean, it's totally believable. Just recently talking with my kids, you know, it was in the 70s when women were finally able to get their own credit card away from their husband's name. You know what I mean? These things, this isn't ancient history. And hell, even going back to 1849, 1864, that's not that long ago. I mean, hell, I mean, it's not as old as Robert Kennedy Jr., but it's not that long ago. And we're still living with, of course, the legacy of that attitude. And people like Mike Johnson, people like these male Senate leaders and assembly leaders in the state of Arizona who would discount the thoughts and feelings and life of the women who have to actually deal with pregnancy. It's easy for them to say, oh, you get this, or you get that. Well, you know what? It's not up to you. How about leave it up to them? They're the one that have to carry it. They're the one that has to come to term. They're the ones who bodies change. They're the ones who get the infections and all the things that can go bad. Everything can go bad. And there was a state lawmaker, I don't have it in front of me, but there's a female state lawmaker in Arizona who got up on the floor and said, I had to terminate a wanted pregnancy. You know, this is not something where people are going to just go out there and use abortion as birth control or, you know, kill the baby after it's born because that's, you know, this is this asinine. But this mindset, and the guy holding a prayer service on the Senate floor, good God.
Well, he got the outcome he prayed for, Dom.
But now he's going to, meet with his constituents and come up with a common sense solution? Give me a break.
Kamala Harris, the vice president to visit Arizona. The Hill is reporting this apparently in light of this ruling, Dom. Vice President Harris will visit Arizona on Friday to continue her leadership in the fight for reproductive freedoms, the White House announced just after the state Supreme Court held a near total abortion ban Tuesday. The Arizona Supreme Court decision upheld the 1864 law. I guess we've talked about this quite a bit. Here's a quote from Harris. Arizona just rolled back the clock to a time before women could vote, and by his own admission, there's one person responsible, Donald Trump. I like this statement. It's a reality because of Donald Trump, who brags about being proudly the person responsible for overturning Roe v. Wade and made it possible for the states to enforce cruel bans. This is what leaving it to the states looks like, says Amar Moussa, the Biden campaign's rapid response director. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. Come back. Join us. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Want to know what your take is. Arizona's got a new abortion law, everybody. 844-967-2789. Crudy, I found the quote. Arizona State Senator Eva Birch said this at a press conference today. A couple weeks ago, I had an abortion, a safe, legal abortion here in Arizona for a pregnancy I very much wanted, a pregnancy that failed. Somebody took care of me. Somebody gave me a procedure so that I wouldn't have to experience another miscarriage, the pain, the mess, the discomfort. And now we're talking about whether or not we should put that doctor in jail. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. And Republicans, the leaders, Republican leadership in the state of Arizona, submitted their own amicus brief to the Arizona Supreme Court in favor of that. And now they're going to get together and come up with common sense solutions, if you believe it. Oh, and apparently this will be on the ballot. An Arizona referendum will be on the ballot. An abortion referendum will be on the ballot in Arizona this November. Talk about a turnout mechanism.
In Florida, along with legalized marijuana, recreational marijuana in Florida. Why couldn't we have these referendums in our state? I would then absolutely go vote. You know what's interesting? That Carrie Lake would condemn this. This seems like a turn of opinion, certainly political expediency. Raw Story reporting, Carrie Lake scrambles to condemn Arizona's abortion ban despite backing Trump on the issue. Can you have it both ways? She's going to try.
Well, which backing of Trump's statement, which one was she backing?
Depends on what day you ask.
You're right.
Arizona Senate candidate Carrie Lake, she's running for the U.S. Senate, has quickly made clear she opposes a court decision to effectively ban abortion in the state, even though she also supports Donald Trump's position that states should decide the issue. Just doesn't like how her state has decided. Or maybe she does, but this is politically expedient, so, you know, she wants to win, Dom. Hate to accuse Arizona of rigging another election against her.
Oh, of course not.
Now, Lake made the remarks Tuesday after the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that the 123-year-old law, I thought it was more than that, but anyways, that bans nearly all abortions except when necessary to save the life of the pregnant person. Lake said, "I speak to more Arizonans than anyone, and it is abundantly clear that the pre-statehood law is out of step with Arizonans. Yes, I agree, but when did that ever affect Republicans?"
Right. Why start now?
Now, the candidate insisted she agreed with Trump's stance on states deciding abortion laws. These seem very contrary notions, Tom. "I'm the only woman and mother in this race." Yes, Ruben, my Gallego is not a woman or a mother. "I understand the fear and anxiety of pregnancy and the joy of motherhood. I wholeheartedly agree with President Trump. This is a very personal issue that should be determined by each individual state and her people." Yeah, but according to your Supreme Court, it's banned. "I oppose today's rulings," she says out of the other side of her mouth, "and I am calling on Katie Hobbs and the state legislature to come up with an immediate common sense solution that Arizonans can support. Ultimately, Arizona voters will make the decision on the ballot come November. Well, she also hopes to win on the ballot come November. And I think this new issue, this new galvanizing issue, well, I can't imagine it's going to be a political winner for Carrie Lake. You better be against it, because to be for it makes you even less electable than I think most Arizonans will find you.
But can at this point, though, can I mean, they're all going to be marked with it. They're all going to be tagged with the stench. This is the Republican. This is what they wanted. They wrote an amicus brief, bro. You know, they didn't even pick up the phone and say, hey, can you do this? Can you do? No, they took the time to put down their thoughts on a legal document to a friend of the court because, hey, this is what we want. We represent Arizona. This is what we want. Please, please, please do this.
Dominic, there should be one clarification about Lake's stance. Lake, Carrie Lake, also vowed not to enshrine abortion rights at the federal level if she's successful in winning the Arizona Senate race against Ruben Gallego. Right. I am not going to D.C. to legislate an issue that has been, I'm sorry, my computer is blurry. It's not me this time. Sent back to the states effectively. I am going to D.C. to secure our border, strengthen our families, and help President Trump make America great again.
Oh, God.
At least she's got an agenda, Dom. But it's not enshrining or codifying women's reproductive rights. So, if I understand her multi-pronged statement, Dom, she's against the Supreme Court ruling in Arizona. She's for states' rights. And if elected to the U.S. Senate, she would not be willing to codify women's rights to abortion in her state or any other state.
Or in federal law, yeah.
So consider that as you, you know, consider marking your Arizona ballots. You know, I'm sure we still have fans in Phoenix, Dom.
844-967-2789. And how is, I mean, how, states' rights? I mean, what? Why are you going to have a, you know, a hodgepodge mix-match of this? Either you have the right or you don't. Why would you allow it? Why would we have it available here in New York State, but you can't have it in Maine? You can have it in Massachusetts, but you can't have it in Connecticut.
You know, because you don't have a legal right under federal law to an abortion, just like marijuana policy, man. That's why we have a patchwork of prohibitionist states like the state of Wisconsin. Because when the federal policy does not carve out and make it legal, well, the states are left to their own devices on this one. And in the case of abortion, there are very many states, including the state of Wisconsin, the state of Arizona, were left to their own devices. They're going to revert back to the 1850s, 1860s,
the good old days.
So, Dom, I think we've covered this story.
I think so.
We're going to turn our attention in the next hour, the happier happy hour, something I've been looking forward to quite a bit. The trial of Donald J. Trump starts next Monday. That's less than a week away.
Are you sure? I know you're a little like, well, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen?
I'm hoping it's going to happen, man.
Tick tock, Donald.
I'm going to book shows next week, man. Yeah. I need to know. Are we moving forward with the trial in New York?
I think we are. He's been turned down again.
They're not going to hold off the trial while he appeals his gag order?
Nope.
They're
not going to hold off the trial while he appeals whether or not he has absolute immunity, because, of course, this occurred prior to ever him even becoming president. It was his first effort at
pre-presidential acts. Oh, voter deception.
Yes, that's where it all started. It was his original crime.
You know, there is a piece. This is about so much more than hush money. I think we'll get there.
Isn't it, though?
It certainly is. It is about deceiving the voting public. And it is a felonious act. At least it might be. We'll see how the jury of his peers ultimately ruled. Did you see the jury instructions?
I did.
Are you a proud boy?
I mean, I'm very proud of the product we do here, Curdy.
3%er?
Yeah, I wasn't that great at school.
There are a few more. Antifa?
Yes.
Well, you would be excluded.
Who's not Antifa? Who's pro-fascist? Is that the question? Are you pro-fascist? Come on.
Do you identify yourself as Antifa? Apparently you do. Anarchist.
Yeah, just like my grandfather was.
Devil's Advocates, a happier happy hour's next. Stick around.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
I'm Earl, host of The Earl Ingram Show. Wednesday at 9 AM, I'll be joined by Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, only on Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's waiting until next week to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Secretary Alejandro